Hi, I'm Christian Brindle, and welcome to the Everything Medicare Podcast. Bad and incorrect information is given all of the time, every single year, to Medicare beneficiaries when they're turning 65 and either them or their spouse is still working. In this video, I'm going to break down for you exactly what you need to know if you're still working and turning 65 when it comes to your Medicare. Hello, everyone. My name is Christian Brindle. I'm a licensed insurance agent, Medicare Health Plan Specialist. I'm the owner and founder of Christian Brindle Insurance Services, also known as Everything Senior Insurance. And people every single year contact our organization asking questions about things they've been told about turning 65, their Medicare, getting onto Medicare, and in this particular situation, perhaps they're still working or employed, either them or their spouse. This is the true facts of what you need to know. To start, most people are told in some way or another, whether it be through advertising or someone just is cold calling or soliciting to them, which is illegal, by the way, for most Medicare products, that they have to get on Medicare at 65, otherwise they will obtain a lifetime penalty that never goes away if they don't sign up on time at 65 for Medicare. Now, this is true in most situations. Now, it's not true if you are working and have coverage through an active employer at 65. Now, this could either be you or this could be your spouse and you're covered as a dependent. So if you're working and you have coverage through your employer, you do not have to take Medicare at 65. We see people all of the time that think they have to take Medicare. They're not aware that this essentially alleviates them from any kind of penalties or punishments, and they take Medicare anyway, and they pay the extra costs of Medicare being double covered with their work insurance, not knowing that they can end up postponing it and pushing it back because of this. This is known as credible coverage. Now, when I say a work plan, what this means is this is a group plan. A group plan meaning it's insurance provided through an active employer, somebody that you're currently working for now. A retirement plan is not good enough, and it can't be an insurance plan you have, but you just happen to be working. Maybe you're self-employed. One we hear all the time is, you know, I'm self-employed, but I have coverage on the marketplace. I'm working and I have insurance. Does that work? No, it does not work. It has to be insurance being provided through an active employer, okay? Now, if you have this coverage, that would qualify you and your spouse for postponing Medicare with no penalties or punishments. And same is true if your spouse is the one working and you're a dependent on her insurance. So it's either you or your spouse. What is the process of postponing your Medicare? Well, it's really quite simple. You just do nothing at 65. You just choose not to enroll into Medicare at 65 and you do it later. There's a certain process that you'll go through that you can essentially provide documentation that shows that you had credible coverage since 65, and that's how the government, Social Security, and Medicare know not to penalize you when you apply later. Now, oftentimes, people that we see that end up postponing their Medicare will usually want to apply for what's known as Medicare Part A and postpone Medicare Part B. There are two parts of Medicare that come from the government. Everything else you ever hear about is from an insurance company, and it essentially is designed to pair with Medicare to beef up the coverage and provide a more complete layer of coverage. But Medicare in itself is Medicare Part A and Medicare Part B provided from the government. Medicare Part A is hospital coverage, inpatient hospital. It also covers hospice, home health care, skilled nursing, things like that. Medicare Part B is medical, meaning doctor's appointment, outpatient surgeries, durable medical equipment, amongst other things. Now, Medicare Part B, at the time of recording this video in 2024, has $174.70 a month premium for most individuals. This is the part you want to avoid paying. So most people at 65, if they're choosing to continue to work and keep their work coverage, oftentimes they will take Medicare Part A and postpone Medicare Part B to avoid having to pay that premium. Now, why would you take Part A? Because Part A usually comes at a $0 cost to you because it was paid for through FICA taxes over the course of your working life. As long as you have 10 years of working credits, either you or your spouse, or 40 quarters, whichever you prefer, you will be able to get Medicare Part A at no additional cost. Now, that being said, there are some situations where you don't even want to take Part A at 65. Now, this will be if you have an HSA, a health savings account, provided from your employer. Now, the reason why you don't want to take Part A in a lot of cases, if you have an HSA from your employer, there's two things. Number one, if you have an HSA account, and let's say oftentimes what we see is your employer is matching your contribution. So let's say you put in $1,000, your employer matches your $1,000. That's great, right? That's essentially free money to you. Well, when you're on Medicare and you have an HSA, and even if you're just on Medicare Part A, meaning you have nothing else with it, being on Part A still technically counts as being on Medicare. You are not allowed to make contributions any further to your HSA. Now, you can still use the account, you can still use the funds that are in the account, but once you're on Medicare, even if it's just Medicare Part A, you will no longer be able to make contributions to this HSA account. So this is important to know. So if you have an HSA that you contribute to, do not take Part A or B if you plan on postponing your Medicare and staying on your employer coverage. The other thing that's important to this is if you contribute too close to starting your Medicare, they can hit you with tax penalties. And this is another thing to be aware of. This is probably something we should jump into in a future video. So what have we talked about so far? What have we learned so far? If you're working, either you or your spouse, and it's coverage through a current active employer, you do have the option of postponing Medicare and not taking it at 65. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to alert anyone. You don't have to inform anyone. There's just a special process you go through of applying when you are ready and you are about to retire or get off of that work insurance to get on Medicare down the road with no penalties or punishments, okay? The other thing we've talked about is if you have an HSA, you probably don't want to take any portion of Medicare if you're working and postponing your Medicare. But if you don't have a health savings account, usually the best thing for you to do is to take Medicare Part A and not take Medicare Part B. The best way to do that is to apply online, usually about 3 or 4 months before your 65th birth month. Now, what are some other mistakes that I see people make on a regular basis when it comes to working and turning 65? Well, I think the biggest mistake people make, in addition to what we've already discussed, is assuming that just because they can keep their work insurance that they should. It's going to depend on your particular work insurance plan. And they're not all created equal. Some are better than others. Sometimes I'll see situations where someone has a work insurance plan and is phenomenal. Getting on to Medicare would really be doing themselves a disservice. Other times I see work insurance plans that are very expensive with poor coverage, and it might have been better for them and in their best interest to get on Medicare anyway and drop the employer plan. So this is going to depend. There are two extremes here, and there is a wide variety of a spectrum in between that makes up how good or not so good an employer plan could be. A few tips I'll give you in this video of how you can determine if your employer plan is better than Medicare or not better than Medicare. Some things you should really look for. Number one, what does it cost? What does it cost for you to be on it? Also, always make sure you're thinking about if it covers dependents, think about the cost for them as well. So if I'm paying $500 a month just for me, I probably want to get on Medicare in a lot of situations. If I'm paying $500 a month for me and my spouse, there's more of an argument to say that maybe I don't want to do that necessarily. It kind of depends on the coverage at that point. So the cost of the premium is number one for everybody involved. The other thing you want to look at is the coverage. How good is the coverage on this plan? Do I have a deductible? What is my deductible? What is my maximum out of pocket? What is my coinsurance on certain things? What does my prescription drug coverage look like? And if you're not sure about these items, usually what I will recommend to you is getting with a licensed professional Medicare representative, Medicare specialist like myself and like my company that can essentially do a free, no cost obligation comparison of your group plan and making sure that it is the best thing for you opposed to getting onto Medicare. But assuming that your work insurance is always going to be superior to getting onto Medicare is a mistake that a lot of people do make. Sometimes it's in your best interest to postpone Medicare and stay on your work insurance, but not always. Sometimes it's not, and you want to compare them head up on a case-by-case basis. Last but not least, mistakes people make when they're turning 65 and they're still working. If you so happen to be drawing off of Social Security at 65, prior to 65, and you happen to be working, we don't see this very often, but once in a blue moon, understand that you are automatically going to be enrolled in Medicare Parts A and B, whether you request it or not. So understand this. Now, usually if you're working, you have an income coming in, you're probably not drawing off Social Security, but we have seen it before where somebody started drawing at maybe age 62, they're drawing off their Social Security benefits, and when you're drawing off Social Security prior to 65, you automatically are enrolled in Medicare Part A and Medicare Part B. The Medicare Part B premium is usually automatically set up to come out of your Social Security check without you really even realizing it in some cases. So if that does happen, you'll automatically get a Medicare card in the mail. And if it ends up being that it's in your best interest to postpone your Medicare and stay on your work insurance plan, you actually will have to take the steps with your local Social Security office to put your Medicare in an inactive status. So that way you're not being charged for that Medicare Part B premium, because that $175 a month can add up if it's something that you don't want or need right at the beginning. Hope you found this video helpful, educational, answered some of your questions that you might have had prior to clicking. I appreciate you watching all the way to the end. If you are on Medicare, getting on Medicare, know somebody that's getting onto Medicare, and you need help sorting through the confusion and the chaos of the maze of Medicare, my organization, Christian Brindle Insurance Services, also known as Everything Senior Insurance, is here to help. We're licensed in over 40 states. We can help you almost anywhere. And if we're not licensed in a state, we can typically recommend somebody that can, that's local to you. Give us a call. Our number is 801-255-5340. Again, 801-255-5340 for a no cost, no obligation consultation to see if we might be a good fit to help you. We actually are independent, meaning that we work with a multitude of different insurance companies. Our job is to sort through the options for you and simplify things and save you a ton of time while doing it and help you find your best option with no biases whatsoever. I hope you found this video helpful. If you did, if you could give us a like on this video, it helps the channel so much and helps reach more people that need to hear this information. There's a lot of confused people out there when it comes to Medicare, and we are looking to solve that problem. Make sure to comment your thoughts down below. What questions do you have that we might not have answered? Make sure to subscribe for future videos, and we will see you next time. Thanks so much for watching, and happy Medicaring, everyone.